Yo.
That's right. Carrie Underwood wants to undo it, and don't hate me. I just butchered her song to death. I know. But we're not going to undo the health care bill. That's probably not what's really going to happen. Nathan Tinker is on the phone with us. And so, Nathan, let's move away from the health care bill a little, unless you had something else specifically that you want to say about it.
I want to talk about Congressman Issa.
Well, because I was going to say, I wanted to move on and talk a little bit about this whole discussion of shutting down the government because they don't want to raise the spending. So
yeah, we've been talking about that all fall, yes.
I know. So, but we're getting... The time is arriving very soon.
Right, because the vote will be in April to increase the debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion. I know you're, here he goes with those numbers again. Right, but no, it's a game of chicken, because if they, in fact, don't vote to raise the debt ceiling, the government will close like it did under Speaker Gingrich,
right?
Which backfired
point is,
on the GOP.
I'm not sure everybody realizes that there is an upper bar that says we can't have a debt that's higher than X amount.
After you you're right. I finally realized the easiest way to explain it. You have a credit card and you have a credit limit of $10,000, and everybody listening has one. So you have a credit card, $10,000. You get to the credit card at $10,000. You hand them the credit card, and it gets declined if you go to $10,100. It would be like, what you have to do is then call your credit card provider and say, make my credit limit $15,000.
Exactly.
So what happens in every year, in every Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate votes to increase the debt ceiling so we can borrow more money.
And can you imagine a bank doing that? If you called every year and said, I need another $5,000 on my credit limit, the first time they might look at it and say, all right, you know, there's a reason. But how many years in a row before they would say, you're done.
They stopped doing that after September 2008. And what they started doing was decreasing people's credit limits
without telling them
to like $7,000, even though they might have had $5,000 on their card. And then
I only once asked to have my limit raised. Most of the time I would ask to have it lowered, because sometimes they used to just raise it without telling you, like, oh, she's a good risk, we'll just give her more. And I'm like, I don't want more, you know. But the only time is one time when I was moving. So I had bought all sorts of stuff. You know, I mean, I was setting up a home for the first time.
Right.
So big things, you know, mattresses and, you know, small appliances. So it looked like I was on a spending spree. And my only concern was, now I'm going to get to where I'm moving, and if anything goes wrong where I have to go buy a big ticket item, I'm going to go over. In other words, it was a one time, like 1 month, that it was going to spend all that. So I called and said, can you raise that? So just in case, like, God forbid, you know, like my car craps out and I need to, you know, major repair to my car, I can pay for it. You know, so they did. And then when the bills started to come in, that same bank called and said, we just want to make sure these are your charges. To which I said, unfortunately, they're all mine. You know, I was like, if I could say no and let somebody else have them, that would be great. So, Nathan, have we like completely snuffed you out, or you're still with us?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham stated publicly yesterday he will not vote to increase the debt ceiling. So, Nathan, what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to increase the debt ceiling, or are they going to not, and they'll close the government like they did in 95 under Speaker Gingrich?
Well, worse than closing the government, they would actually throw us into default with all our creditors. And that alone would...
That could be ugly, huh?
You're starting to sound like Rachel Maddow now.
A little bit, but... You know,
don't take that the wrong way.
is they'll work it out so that there are just enough votes to pass it. Those that need to save face and save their seats will be able to do so, and it'll squeak by as it has done in the past. I mean, this is not a new gambit. It's the
happens
way it
every year.
Plays out every couple years. So it's It will pass, but it won't pass by much, and everyone will be able to say, well, at least it was just barely done, and everyone will be able to go away, feeling better about themselves at the end of the day.
So you mean you think it'll be like 62-48 or something?
Yeah.
In the end?
It'll be just a squeaker, but
then all the demagogues will demagogue it, and Rand Paul will talk about
demagogue it. Is that a new expression?
Oh no! That's right from. We have a PhD in English literature here. Explain where that term's from.
We're gonna do a declension of demagoguery.
Go right ahead.
I don't think I realized that demagogue could be a verb. That you're gonna demagogue it.
Well, they.
I was starting to feel like it was a refudiate comment.
Oh yeah.
I actually like that word, but I think
they made it a word.
They may have. I kind of like it. I mean, I don't think it really was a word before.
But ginormous. Did you ever like ginormous? That is a word.
Well, now it is. It yeah. Is. Ginormous. No, but, that was from a TV commercial.
But no, the Sarah Palin off the track. Word is a word now.
Oh, refudiate. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Well, it actually, it works in many instances to refudiate something,
Right, now we're going to, ask Nathan.
Wait, so I just want to make sure, so everybody's sort of agreeing that there's really no way, there's no choice but to raise that debt limit again, even though nobody wants to.
Right.
I mean, there really is no choice, and because the consequences of not raising it and therefore defaulting on some of our loans as a country would be much worse.
Right, and also, when you do that, you close the government and you send everyone home. They did that once before.
You know, they don't come to work for free, no.
Well, no, they all went home.
And the tax revenue disappeared.
Right,
and
right.
The stores, the revenue for the ancillary industries around the Capitol, etc., all those shut down. I mean, it was a disaster.
And so maybe Malloy has the right idea here in Connecticut. He's creating extra government jobs, so we'll have more taxes and more people out spending money because he's creating new jobs for his staff.
and a lot of people feel that when the government was closed in 95, that was the beginning of the end of Speaker Gingrich, and that was the overreach by the GOP last time. So, now
we do have another call with a question. I'm not sure we can answer.
Oh, this is great! Yeah, yes, we can.
I'm not sure we know the answer. But
no,
we're
do.
Try
we have so many advanced degrees here. You, me, Nathan.
Okay, we're gonna give it a shot, Margaret.
Yes.
You're there. So I understand that you have more taxes being taken out as with your first paycheck or something for 2011.
Yes, I mean, like I'm comparing to one of mine with equivalent hours from last year, and they have taken out like $15 more for federal income, and they took out $25 less for the Social Security.
Well, that's because of the 2% cut in Social Security taxes. So a person that makes $50,000 will pay $1,000 less.
Yeah, but she's saying they're taking out more.
No, they're taking out less in her Social Security taxes.
Oh, but more in her federal.
More in the federal withholding.
Yeah. Okay.
$15 more would, be $750 a year more she's going to pay.
Oh, in the long run.
I'm surprised, though. You should really go to the taxes have not been increased on any rates. That's what President Obama signed.
That was the whole point.
That was
right.
The whole point. You should go back to Human Resources and make sure
you find
that
out
that's
why. Yeah,
because you're going to end up with a refund of $750 more,
like the extra money you paid. Yeah,
if you continue to do that.
Yeah, but I'm concerned about the Social Security part that they took out less.
They took out less because there's a 2% cut in Social Security taxes. That
yeah,
was
but
part
aren't they saying that Medicare, they scare people that are on Social Security that it's going to be going away someday. So I don't understand why they're taking out less.
But they're taking out less because part of the legislation that President Obama signed was a 2% cut in Social Security taxes.
Right, that was just part of the new tax cut extensions.
Right, if you make $50,000.
Hey, I just got a raise from 50 to 100.
If you make $50,000 this year, you're going to pay $1,000 less in Social Security tax. Now, it's interesting what you said, ma'am, because that doesn't make sense because we need more revenue, but that's why a lot of people said, why are we not paying as much in.
She and Margaret, I did put her on hold so that she could listen. But if she, first of all, you should always go to HR and find out why they're, you know, different amount of taxes being taken out. If you didn't get a raise, if nobody told you anything.
Right.
But if they're taking out less for Social Security, that means that your net pay has just gone up, and so therefore your federal taxes would be higher, as if you were making more money, even though you really didn't get a raise. So it could be just that if it's $15. But Margaret, you definitely want to go check that out with HR and find out from them what happened. And Nathan, we didn't even let you weigh in if you
he's
I agree completely with all of you.
Oh, there we go.
Well, no, I that's my bailiwick. You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm the numbers.
And Margaret, did that answer your question?
Well, yes, but I mean, like, I'm concerned that the last 2 years there was no increase in Social Security benefits in monthly checks.
Yes, they
now they're taking less. So I don't know. I guess I have to go and see what's going on with.
No, you were a recipient of the Social Security tax cut.
Right.
That's
Did you understand what you were saying? Like, because they're taking out less for Social Security, it makes it look like you're getting more money, so therefore your federal taxes go up?
Well, you know what? The government's not pulling any wool over my eyes.
Okay, that's good. Stay informed.
They think that we are, you know, dumb. I mean, I noticed a few years ago that there was more, and I don't know how that got slipped in, much more money was taken out. It was almost like to round off numbers, 7% was taken out for federal, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's 9% that federal is taking out.
Well, some of that depends on what your income is. If your income went up, then your federal withholding goes up
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't really go that much.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, right.
You know, it only has to go up a little, and the government takes
more. Go see HR tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, and let us know next week what happened at HR.
Yeah,
right.
All right.
Right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks.
Have a great evening.
You too, bye.
Thanks. So, very interesting how that can happen, where you don't have to make very much more, and you have more taken out. So, all right, so we're not going to shut down the government. That's what we've decided.
Yes.
That's not happening. So how much more debt do you think we're going to just take on now?
Well,
I mean,
they project.
I know you love the numbers. So right now we're at what? Go ahead.
$14 trillion.
So how much do you think they're going to approve?
Well, no, we're at $13 trillion, $800 billion. They have to approve to $14 trillion, $300 billion. But, I mean, however, there are people who say that if we do not get this under control by the time, if President Obama was reelected, it would be $20 trillion if we continue on this course.
That's just out of control completely.
But then again, even if President Obama wasn't reelected and someone else became president, it would still be in the vicinity of $18 trillion. There's no... You know, if there was another president, he's not going to wave a magic wand and balance the budget. I mean, we're out of balance by $1.6 trillion a year right now. So
we have to have, we're spending more than we're bringing in. So we need to reverse that if we want to catch up at all.
I mean, we don't ever forget, the national debt was $1 trillion in 1980. Okay, so from the time President Washington... to 1979, 1980 was $1 trillion. And they, years ago, 30 years ago, when I was a young man, they thought that was a problem, the $1
trillion. Oh, sure.
Right.
We do have another call.
Excellent.
So we have George in Easton. George, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. I understand that you'll have a question or a comment regarding a pension check, which is the opposite of what Margaret and Trumbull was saying.
Exactly. I don't want to rain on Margaret's parade. But I just got a pension check issued January 1 with $50 less federal tax withheld.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the social?
I called up my former employer and I said, what's all this about? And the payroll department said, those are the new withholding tables.
Oh.
So I would like to suggest to the previous caller, they may want to check that out.
Well, yeah, we told Margaret she needs to go talk to HR and find out why she's got $15 more coming out of her check without any explanation.
She shouldn't.
I mean, always.
Well, I got $50 less coming out.
Well, she's got...
Less tax, more take home.
You know, she has the reverse. That's what we're saying. We told her she needs to go check
that
out.
Exactly.
Exactly. So enjoy your extra money.
By the way, I want to...
I will. And I'm assuming that the government changed the tables just to put more money into circulation, like a hidden stimulus.
Well, actually, there's a lot of issues right now. Right, you know, a lot of people file early. There's 140 million people that file, and 9 million people file early. Like, they get their W-2s and they file. Those people cannot file now because with the new legislation, the IRS does not have the forms to file. And this came out in the news. And it's probably going to be 5 or 6 more weeks before they have the proper papers so that you can even file a return. What's
that? That's true. Only if you're itemizing, though.
Yes. No, and if you're a teacher and you take a $250 out-of-pocket expense, there's a form for that that's non-itemized. Come on, don't go with me on this.
But if you,
you got that right.
But if you're saying it's a form, I mean, if people are using an electronic...
No, the forms aren't out. The IRS has not designed the forms.
Oh, they haven't even designed it.
Correct on that.
Yes,
okay.
And so 9 million people that would have filed this first week are not filing.
Right. George,
can't.
You sound like you know about that.
Know a little bit about taxes.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. And like I said, enjoy that extra money.
I will, and I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, George.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Have a great evening.
Bye.
So, interesting that, you know, now I wonder if that's across the board. Like, pensions, people are getting more money, and people who are earning money are getting less money. That doesn't seem totally right, but okay.
Well,
so with the tax forms, and we've gone off on another tangent. We love tangents.
Not really. It was a segue right into that. So the tax, there's 4 or 5 significant tax forms that have not been designed by the IRS because it was too late in the season.
Right.
It was signed into law right before Christmas. Nobody works for 2 weeks after Christmas, so the forms aren't done.
Right. I was thinking for a minute that they were forms that they were sending out, but those are the forms the employers have to send by.
No. I mean,
you're talking about the forms to fill out.
File.
Right.
You can't even file right now if you wanted to file, if you itemize.
I know,
like
you
said
that. But in my head, I was thinking, you know, it's the ones that they send out that have to go out at a certain time. Those are different. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and Nathan, hang on. We'll talk to you some more.
I'm actually going to have to sign off. But
Do? Because I wanted to talk about Congressman ISA with you. Can't you stay on for 5 more minutes?
I actually can't.
All right. Well, Nathan, just hang on for one.